Now the Eastern DRC is hell because fighting ongoing for like 2 weeks nonstop in the province of North Kivu and South Kivu. I'm based in Goma, where fighting are just 20 kilometers west of the city and around 15 kilometers north of the city. And you know, Goma, the hub of the Eastern DRC, was the homeland of many people, and many IDPs decided to stay, to come in Goma, fleeing atrocities in their villages and cities. And now, as fighting are really close to Goma, the situation is complicated. And many rockets from the front line are landing in some neighborhoods of Goma, and this makes a lot of victims. And many people have been killed and other injured during this week.
Jafar, you're saying fighting is going on. Who is fighting who?
M23, backed by the Rwandan army, attacked the DRC army forces in their position in Sake. And since not only in Sake, but in different zones, but I say Sake because Sake is really close to the city of Goma, and fightings are intense as FRDC won't permit M23 to take the control of Sake because Sake is the last point before Goma. That's why I say the situation is confused because many detonation, even now in my neighborhood where I stay, for each 2 minutes, we are hearing detonations of bombs coming from the M23 side or from the FRDC side.
And Jafar, the number of people displaced has now surged to more than 400,000.
For now, the situation is rough because it's even more than the 400,000 people, because those are the ones registered by local NGOs. But many people are not being registered. And their situation is so bad because for around 6 months, there is no humanitarian assistance in all IDP camps in and around Goma. And these people are facing the baddest situation of their life because they don't have food, they don't have potable water, they don't have medication, they need everything which they don't have, unfortunately.
And also, Jafar, human rights violations, including looting, injuries, murders, kidnappings, and arbitrary arrests of displaced people mistaken for rebels, have escalated. Is that report true?
Yes, that's true. You know, this war has also the ethnic face. When M23 rebels with Rwandan army take the control of a city, which is a Hutu majority, they kill people. They do massacre on Congolese Hutu, on Congolese Hunde, as they are Tutsi. You know, the conflicts between Tutsi and Hutu people. And not only the massacre, but sometimes they enroll young people by force in to join their movement in order to increase the number of fighters. And these reports are really true, as all NGOs in the zone had already reported on it.